Mesachet Seah, Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin, Misa Zimein Esklo Orchem, Lo Yolichu B'yaram Manus. Somebody who invited over guests from Yontiv, from a different town, who are coming Ayidei Erev, you can't send back with them some of the food. Since you didn't make an Erev and you can't go to their town, your food, since it was in your possession, at the start of Yontiv, has the same din as yourself, and can only be taken where you can go. Ella im kain zika lehem moinasem, Mayor of Yontif. Unless you are mezakeh to them, the food from before Yontif. And how do you do that? By giving the food to a third party and telling them to be zocha in the food for the orchim. And that way the orchim take possession of the food from before Yontif. And therefore, the din of the food is the same as the orchim. And they can take it back to their town. Ein maskim v'shirkhtin esamit barius. Avo maskim v'shirkhtin esabaitis. You can't water and chef on Yontif animals that pasture far out from the city, but you can water and chef animals that pasture closer to the city, and the animals that pasture farther out are muksa. And even though the MS is that you can water animals that are muksa, the reason why the Mishnah says ein maskin v'sheichtin is because the derech was to water the animal before you shecht it. So therefore it says ein maskin together with ein sheichtin. Elu hein baitei. These animals are considered baitos, halanos be'ir, those that after they pasture, they come into the boundaries of the city to sleep. Those animals are not muksa, and it's mutar shechta, midborius, halanos be'efer. These animals are considered midborius, those that sleep out in the meadow, they don't come into the boundaries of the city at all, so therefore they are muksa, and it's asur shechta man yamsa. Mesachat Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are 4 days during the year which are considered Rosh Hashanah for various dinim. The Echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah la Melachim v'la Regolim. The first day in Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah la Melachim, which is that it was a minhag to write the year of the king's reign in the Shtaros. And for Malchi Yisrael, the beginning of the year is always considered Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is that even if his reign started during Adar as soon as Rosh Chodesh Nisan hit, that was already considered the second year. Vila Regalim. It's also considered Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, which is that if somebody makes a neder to bring a korban, if 3 Regalim pass before he brings a korban, he is over on Baal Ta'achar. Like the Pasuk says, Kisidor neder la'Hashem elokecha, Baal Ta'achar l'shamo. And if 3 Regalim pass, he's over on that Isser of Baal Ta'achar. And this kind of hold, those 3 Regalim have to pass Kisidron, which is Pesach first, Shavuot second, and Sukkot third. So therefore, if he makes the neder after Pesach, so he has 5 regalim before he's over in Baal Ta'achar, Shavuot, Sukkot, Pesach, then Shavuot again, and Sukkot again. So therefore, this is considered Rosh Hashanah regalim, that is, that Echad B'Nisan is a month which has a regal in it, which is Rosh Hashanah regalim, that is Pesach, is Rosh Hashanah regalim as far as Baal Ta'achar is concerned. Be'echad be'elo Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. The first day of Elo is considered Rosh Hashanah for maisa behema. That is, when somebody takes maisa behema, he cannot take maisa behema from animals that were born before Rosh Chodesh Elo onto animals that were born after Rosh Chodesh Elo. As the pasuk says, Aser to Aser, b'shtei maisros ha'kasuv medaber, a couple lashon of Aser to Aser, referring to Meister Dagon and Meister Behemoth. Just like by Meister Dagon, you can't take Meister from the grain of 1 year onto the grain of another year, so too by Meister Behemoth, you can't take Meister from the animals that were born in 1 year onto the animals that were born in a different year. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, the Echad B'Tishrei. They say that Rosh Hashanah L'Meister Behemoth is Echad B'Tishrei. The Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, v'lashmitim, v'layodlois, l'anitiyah, v'layirakos. The first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, which is that after there were no longer Malchi Yisrael, they wrote in the Staros, the year of the reign of Malchi Umas Olam, Mishum Shalom Malchus. And the beginning of the year for Malchi Umas Olam was always Echad B'Tishrei. So if their reign started in middle of Elul, as soon as it hit Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that was already considered the second year. V'la Shmitim v'la Yovlos. Rosh Hashanah for Shmitim and Yovlos. That is, the beginning of the year where it's usur to do the avodas that the Torah says you can't do in Shemitah and Yovlos, like Harisha and Zriah, start from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai said that even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you can't do avoda. And that's called to Sefesh Sphere. La Netia. Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah for Netia, which is that somebody who plants a tree the first 3 years, it's offered to eat the fruit, that's called Orla. And the fourth year, you have to either bring the fruit to Yerushalayim or redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And that's called Netar Revai. So the beginning of a year is always Echad B'Tishrei, which is that if you plant a tree before Tishrei, as soon as it hits Tishrei, that's already considered the second year. But the din is, in order for the beginning of Tishrei to be considered the second year, the tree has to be planted at least 45 days before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, as it takes 2 weeks for the tree to take root. And you need at least 30 days for it to be considered 1 year, as Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana. 30 days is enough to be considered 1 year. And then, as soon as it hits Tishrei, that will be the beginning of the second year. Then for 2 full years, the fruit of this tree will be considered Orla. And until Tu B'Shvat of the next year, the fruit will still be Orla. Even though we said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah La Netia, Netia means a sapling. But by already 3 years, this tree will be considered an Elon. And for an Elon, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, until Tu B'Shvat of the third year, the fruit will be considered Orla. And until Tu B'Shvat of the next year, the fruit will be considered Revai. Be'echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. The first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon Kedibri Beis Shammai. That is what Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel Oimrim B'Chamisha Asapo. Beis Hillel says Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. And the Nafka Mina is that you can't take Meiser from fruit that sprouted before Tu B'Shvat onto fruit that sprouted after Tu B'Shvat. And there's also a Nafka Mina as far as Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani, which is that the first 2 years after Shemitah, the din is to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And the third year, the din is to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. And all the pears that sprout up until Tu B'Shvat of the third year, the din is that you take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And the fruit that sprouts after Tu B'Shvat of the third year, then the din is to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani.